I spoke to my agent before Christmas. I thought it was the right time to leave Greece, and he spoke to Barnsley and they got their heads together, and here I am.
How was it over there for you? Good experience or not?
For the first year, it was fantastic. We did really well. I played well, played a lot of games, and then the manager got sacked, and you know what it's like, things change in football from one week to the next, so I didn't play so much, got an injury, and then that was it, really.
Any regrets about going at all? Because we are seeing more and more players going and leaving the UK and playing in different countries now, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't regret it because it was a good experience for me, and hopefully, now I'm back, I'll be a better player. But it's made me mentally tougher, that's for sure.
How?
It's a lot different over there, and you've got to be mentally tough. I left my family behind as well, things like that, and the fans over there, they're mad.
How difficult was it leaving the family behind?
That was the hardest thing for sure. I got two boys, so leaving them behind. They were coming over at half term and things like that, and I was coming home on international break. So, but it was difficult.
Is that partly behind the reason for you coming back?
I wanted to come back in the summer. I even spoke to Barnsley in the summer, but they said they were going a different way, and I respected that. So, but I'm here now.
So your agent's been busy then, has he?
Yeah, he spoke to a few people. We spoke to a few people at Christmas and that. But I decided that it was the right time to come, and I wanted to come to Barnsley.
Why Barnsley? Bottom of the Championship.
Why not? It's a challenge. It's a challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think they can get out of it?
Yeah, so I won't be here, would I?
Because it's a risk, I suppose, in some respects, for players coming in at this point. Mm-hmm. When, realistically, in a few months' time, there could be a relegation on the CV. But that's not an issue for you.
No, I don't believe that'll happen. Honestly, I don't. Trained today and seen the lads they were flying about, and it was a real good standard, and if we can put that into a game now, there will be no problems at all, I'm sure.
How fit are you? Because looking at your stats, you've not played since November-ish time?
Yeah, I played, I think it was the end of November in a derby game over in Greece, and I actually pulled my calf in that game, so I've trained quite a bit, but there's no fitness like match fitness, so yeah. I need a game or two now.
Would you like to be involved this weekend? The manager says it's a decision yet to be made, but in some form, would you like to
be? Yeah, I'm itching to be involved. So, if the manager, and we get the international clearance, if the manager seems that it's the right idea, then we'll do it.
You're 32, but the manager reckons the best is yet to come. You're not in your prime yet.
I hope so.
Do you agree?
I hope so. I did really well last season, and I did well pre-season this year, so I can still run. I've got a good engine, and hopefully I can bring some quality to the team.
Where's he looking to play you?
I think so, yeah. We've spoke about it, and maybe in the middle, maybe off the front man and things like that.
You've been around a bit, so you know what the English leagues are all about. You've probably been in these kind of situations before at other clubs, I guess.
Yeah, I've been around the Championship for a few years and played a lot of games there with Stoke and Sunderland and stuff, so I know what it's all about.
Bobby Hassel, a big mate of yours, did he have any say in you coming here?
Yeah, I spoke to Bobby. I spoke to Bobby in the summer as well, and I spoke to him, as I say, at Christmas when we were deciding stuff. So, yeah, he told me to come, and I've known Bobby a lot of years. So.
And he's been here long enough. So if you can't take his advice, when can you? I suppose.
I know he's part of the furniture now, isn't he?
It seems a long time ago, I bet, doesn't it? Those Mansfield days, you and him together.
Yeah, it's got to be 12 years more, something like that. Yeah. So, but we had good times there.